This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Democrat Antonio Delgado was in Hudson Sunday, October 8th, to make his case for why voters should choose him to face first-term Congressman John Faso in 2018. The gathering was held at a private residence on Union Street. Delgado is an attorney born and raised in Schenectady. In his comments, he emphasized the importance of bringing opportunity back to the people, affordable health care, investment in infrastructure, and solving the problem of inequality. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anne Friedman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson mayoral candidate Rick Rector has kicked off a series of meet and greets, beginning with a gathering close to home in the First Ward last week. Rector is running unopposed. The meeting was held at the Hudson Lodge on Union Street and provided an opportunity for residents to meet Rector and ask questions of the candidate. Rector has lived in the city for 10 years and currently serves as First Ward Alderman. He sits on the Common Council Arts, Entertainment and Tourism, Economic Development, and Finance Committees. He is also a member of the city's Historic Preservation Commission. In his remarks, Rector said he would prioritize youth and riverfront development as mayor. Rector's next community meeting will be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 10th, at House Rules Cafe, 757 Columbia Street. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. John Campbell is reporting in the Poughkeepsie Journal the state's developing medical marijuana program continues to struggle due to a lack of sales. Nearly 2 years after the program was launched, the state's five medical marijuana companies have failed to generate revenue. According to state tax collection data, the program grossed only $16 million before taxes, expenses, or other overhead expenses from April 2016 through August 2017. Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget division initially projected $4 million in marijuana tax revenue in 2016-17. For the state to receive that amount, sales would have to total more than $57 million. Revenue has begun to steadily increase in recent months, and supporters hope this means the program is headed in the right direction. The sales figures have medical marijuana companies questioning how long the state can feasibly sustain the program, especially as the Department of Health moves to add five new companies to the list of approved providers. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And the Times Union is reporting State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli is reporting that New York needs $27 billion to repair hundreds of aging, locally owned bridges. Approximately half of the state's 17,000 bridges are owned by local governments, and nearly 13% of those spans are considered structurally deficient. Some need repairs to allow them to carry heavier loads. Others are prone to floods. Many of the bridges are more than 50 years old. Failure to keep the bridges in good working order will jeopardize public safety and hamper efforts to boost the upstate economy, DiNapoli, a Democrat, said. He said local, federal, and state officials would have to work together to find the money for vital repairs. DiNapoli said that while the state has tried to help local governments cover these costs, the federal government will likely need to do more. The full report will be released Tuesday, October 10th. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.